It's Friday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Mueller & Sons Excavating, the folks who can dig you a pond but still can't find where you buried last year's tax returns, and by Julie Karen State Farm, protecting you from life's little mishaps like backing into your own mailbox. Join Hank and Phil for some Friday fun, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with more laughs than a cow on a trampoline. We've got Cooking with Hank, where the smoke alarm doubles as the timer. And of course, the word of the day, which Hank usually makes up on the spot. So grab your coffee, loosen your belt, and let Friday's Roundup roll you straight into the weekend with laughter, nonsense, and maybe even a snack.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
There he is. Hopefully there's a cure for that.
Ailing.
Sounded kind of bad there.
Yeah, it sounded like the old farmer on the Andy Griffith Show, he comes down. And he had a very nice voice.
Oh,
and he goes, yeah. When he walks in, he goes, is Barney ailing? Because he's back there. Oh, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I hope people fact-check me on that one.
Yeah, I'm not coming up with his name. All I can think of is the Darlings, and I know that's
it's not the Darlings. It was just...
It's not Ernest...
it's not Ernest T. Bass.
Ernest T. Bass.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's the old... He's actually a pretty good actor on there, so.
Huh.
Yeah. But anyway, how are you?
Good.
Good ball game last night.
Oh,
for you?
Yes. Yeah, we've just had really good sports, and you know, there were some upsets in the tournament.
Yeah.
Richland Center soccer team pulls
a
win against a lacrosse school yesterday, so that was really cool, and they're moving on. I just looked up where they play. There's some big travel differences. So Richland Center.
A lot of people not happy with that.
Well, you know, second round, they go to Amherst.
And goodness.
Waupaca, kind of in that up in that area.
Yeah.
The one that I just chuckled about when I read it, that it was going to happen, but Hurley is coming to North Crawford.
Yes. 5 hours and like 32 minutes or so, or 28 minutes.
Oh, I would guess. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
It is a jaunt.
Anybody knows where Hurley is? Well,
yeah. They used to be the Hurley Midgets.
Yeah, they're not anymore.
No, they're actually the Hurley North Stars.
North Stars.
Yes. I went up to, you know.
Right. You cheated them last week.
Yeah, I cheated them. Tri-County.
They still won.
And they still won, yeah. I went to Tri-County last weekend to them. And I'm not going to say good or bad things about a team, but North Crawford will probably move on.
You think so?
Yeah, they're really good.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, North Crawford has a good year going.
Yeah, they have really good year going.
Eight-player football. Good luck to all the football teams.
Oh, my goodness, yes. River Valley, Richland Center.
Yeah, Richland Center's got a jaunt, too, going to Stratford tonight.
I don't understand that. So, but anyway.
Well... There's give and take. The coaches were complaining, you know, and rightly so, about, you know, some of the first round draws. And so they did this year, and it results geographically, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, it's dumb.
But it does.
I just think that the WIA needs to look at the expenses that these schools
good point.
Put out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The expenses and more bus time. I think less bus time for our kids is better.
Yeah, right. I mean, for Richland Center, for instance, much better to play Prairie du Chien, River Valley,
100%.
You know, first round. But that's what used to happen. Mm-hmm. But now, because of the seating,
well,
and everybody
wants stupid
to be
point system.
Point system.
I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. But anyway, They don't listen to poor.
No, they don't listen to poor old Phil either.
No.
But what
no.
do you do?
What do you do? You have more pull than I do, though.
Me?
Yeah.
No, not much.
So
no. I don't have a lot of pull. My farm all's running good, about 23 horse.
That ain't bad.
No, that ain't bad.
It's do you still feed the horses?
No.
Oh.
No, not anymore. But
pretty sad.
Yeah.
23 horses is a lot of horses.
23 horse, yeah. The Mighty Alice is, you know, maybe getting a rehaul this winter.
Oh, really?
The Ithaca boys are going to work on it, I believe.
Oh.
So.
Get it out of the garage?
The Ithaca boys, yeah. Yeah, we're going to work on it a little bit. See if we can get back up there. It's supposed to be 63 horse. You know, right now it's about 15, I think.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So.
About as strong as you and I are?
Yeah, right. On a good day.
That's Shetlands. We're Shetlands.
Oh, something like that.
Miniature horses.
Yeah, miniatures. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
little horse today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what's cooking with Hank?
Today.
No, you got to get it right.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, Speckled Pete.
Speckled
is back.
Pete.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here, Speckled Pete.
I used to tease him. I'd go out on the porch and do that.
Did you?
That's part of the reason why he did it.
And I wonder why he still haunts you today.
Yeah.
I tell you, that boy ain't right.
No, that boy. Foghorn Leghorn said it best.
He did. Yeah, he did. All right. Today is Spooky Roadkill Casserole. Yes, very good. Yeah.
Good.
A frightfully filling dish for the brave, the hungry, and the easily startled.
And the bray.
No, that's a cow. Yeah. Looking for a Halloween dish that's scary good and suspiciously delicious? Well, this casserole is so mysterious it'll have your taste buds screaming and your neighbors asking, what exactly is it? Here we go, buddy. Ingredients. 3 pounds of fresh roadkill.
Okay.
Or if you're screaming, beef or venison.
Beef or venison? All right.
Your conscience has no Wi-Fi, so it's okay. It's okay. It doesn't matter.
Okay. All right.
One can of cream of mushroom soup, basically edible fog in a can.
You know what? Here's the thing. Mushroom soup can make anything
taste good. Oh, my
goodness.
Or chicken or cream. Chicken, there you go.
Yeah. Yep. But June has to buy the healthy brand. I'm like, this doesn't taste the same. Well, it's not Campbell's. Come on.
Sad, isn't it?
It is sad.
Well, you get cheated at home,
I know. You want to make tater tot casserole, you got to have Campbell's mushroom soup.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Not this healthy choice.
One chopped onion, weeping like a ghost who just saw its reflection.
Really?
Yes. Yep. A dry packet of onion soup mix, because your dinner deserves a little deja vu stew.
You can't go wrong with onion soup mix either.
One can of biscuits,
ooh,
the kind that pop when you at least expect it, like in a like a zombie in a jump scare.
Yeah.
Yeah. You start peeling that off, and it's not going to boom.
Boom. Yeah. There you go. It does scare you.
Here's your instructions, Philip.
All right.
All right, brown your mystery meat until it looks slightly less like something from a horror movie. Bonus points if you get the cat to run away. Dump it into a slow cooker, or if you like to live dangerously, and stir in the soups. Let it bubble on low until the meat is tender enough to haunt your fork. Okay? I do this with pulled pork. So
legitimate.
Yeah. Tear up biscuits and arrange them on top like gravestones in a carb cemetery. Whisper rest in crust for extra spook points. Bake until the biscuits are golden brown and slightly possessed. All right. Serve hot. And when anyone asks what it is, just grin and say, I don't know. It followed me home.
And it'll continue to follow you all day.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it really doesn't sound that bad, Hank.
No, it's really good.
No, it's really good. Anything with mushroom soup and
onion soup
and biscuits?
Oh, yes.
That sounds actually pretty good, Hank.
Yeah, it's a spooky casserole of roadkill.
You've raised your level today.
Well, I did. It's getting to be Halloween, so you know what? Whatever you find out there, enjoy it.
Delicious.
Yes, sir.
Mm-mm, good.
And it's even better if you get the freshest the roadkill is, the better.
I bet.
Yeah.
So back in the day, school lunch, you know, I would go home and complain. And of course, to no avail, my parents would be like, you ought to be lucky you got something warm to eat. Back when we went to school, we just had a jam on a bread and it was.
Oh, both ways.
Yeah. But they used to make a thing, and it would, you know, they always had titles for their, and it was beefy biscuit cake. And I'm telling you.
Was it good?
No. You take every vegetable you've had that week.
Throw corn
and peas and beans, and you throw some hamburger in there. But the worst of it was they would put a, like, bread or something on top.
To cover it.
Yeah, and it would soak up all the grease.
Oh,
so I don't care. I don't mean to badmouth school lunch, but that was the worst thing I think I've ever...
Best school lunch ever?
Yeah.
Pizza.
Pizza day or the Thanksgiving day. Turkey.
No.
Turkey was pretty good.
Processed turkey, no.
I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, it was like that's like the end of the roadkill. No.
then we used to have beans day too. It was like a whole plate of baked beans.
Oh, wow.
And then a piece of like Johnny cake, you know. Yeah.
Did you did you eat later in the day?
Yeah, like, exactly. Poor teachers at seventh hour, you know. Today is World Tripe Day, too.
Oh, okay.
See that?
Yeah.
I figured maybe you'd have something to celebrate that.
Yeah.
Tripe Day. National Bologna Day.
No, I love bologna.
Oh,
fried bologna.
Fried bologna.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good stuff.
Elvis liked fried bologna sandwiches, I think.
But not your bologna, my bologna.
My bologna has a first name. It's O-S-E-A-R.
I thought it was P-H-I-L-P. Philip had a bologna.
Yeah. Something like that.
Hey, what about the word of the day?
What is the word of the day? Hey?
Today is juncture.
Juncture.
Juncture, yeah. A declaration of certainly pertaining to rubbish.
Okay, okay.
You've thrown it all out, but this juncture looks good to me.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I've said that before.
Yeah.
She was like,
juncture looks good to me.
You got to clean this out.
Yeah.
Take this to a thrift store, Goodwill or something.
Honey, that juncture
that
looks
juncture good. Looks good. Good. It does.
It's good to me.
Oh,
but hey. I hope you have an awesome weekend.
There you
I'll
go.
See you tonight. What you
yeah.
Let me there early?
Well, absolutely.
Underneath the stands, you said.
Yeah, just, absolutely. See if anybody dropped any money or anything.
10-4, buddy. Yeah. Have a good night. Be kind, everybody.
There you go, man.